from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It is more anxiety than it is excitement, just because it is, there is no test track. So it can't be, well, hey, when I was back at Eastern Illinois in 2009, we did this thing that I think kind of worked. Nobody's ever done anything like it. So special teams coaches, just by nature, are always thinking of worst case scenario. And the guys give me a hard time, like, hey, be ready for this thing. Like, coach, that hasn't happened in 3 years. Well, now we're in uncharted territories.
Matthew Smiley, Bill's special teams coach. News on why Damar Hamlin might be back at the number one safety spot.
Mike Edwards, according to Bill's head coach Sean McDermott, is week to week. So that is not good. He was slow played, right? Kind of, even Sal said, like, he was still on the field. He was just with the second team. So was he actually at any lesser risk of injury? I guess not really. So he went second team, then got in with the first team, and then back to the second team, and back and forth. And now he's week to week with a hamstring injury. So yeah, big opportunity for Hamlin and for Cole Bishop. Cam Lewis was getting some reps, I saw on Friday. But Hamlin appears to be the one that's getting the most reps.
Yeah. Not an opportunity for Justin Simmons.
Listen, I feel like Justin Simmons.
Just saying, if there's an injury,
the 57th best player in the NFL,
that's right.
According to the NFL players, they've got the money for that too, right?
Yep.
They have the Trey White money. I'm safe in assuming they still have that money to do something with. Hamlin was not, like, a lot of the PFF stuff and like tackling maybe was a little rough, but Hamlin, when he started 15 games 2 years ago, was like a league average safety. Like, by the numbers, he wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
And there was that one big play against Miami that might have even been more in Jaquan Johnson, but he played a full season for them at safety, and I don't remember coming in here every day saying, man, they got to do something about safety, the guy who's replacing Micah Hyde right now. So I'm not saying you want Hamlin as your starting safety, but I'm not, like, terrified of it if he's going to be their number one guy next to Taylor Rapp.
Chase Claypool, day-to-day toe injury.
Yes. The other Mike Edwards, by the way, is in concussion protocol.
I was going to say, the fact that there are two Mike Edwards on the team.
Yes. There's a lineman, offensive lineman.
Problematic.
Well, now you'll see neither of them today.
Okay.
They're both going to be not practicing.
So now when you ask Sean McDermott for an update on Mike Edwards, you have to say which one.
Well, or you could just say, yeah, you have to. Maybe he'll assume that you mean plural.
Yep.
Your guy, Tyrell Shavers, over there on the auxiliary field.
Liked him last year.
Yep.
Thought he made a, couple impressions. Let's see if that that plays out.
When's the last undrafted Bills receiver that had a year for them?
Ooh, last undrafted.
Undrafted receiver.
Stevie was a late pick.
Stevie was a seventh.
Was David Nelson drafted?
No, he was. That core, the Chan Gailey receiving core, if I remember correctly, was a seventh-round pick in Stevie Johnson, and then Donald Jones and David Nelson were both undrafted guys.
What about Naaman Roosevelt? Was he on that team, too?
He was. I think he was also undrafted. Their whole team was just undrafted. It was a team of Tyrell Shavers.
Yeah.
Shaversies. Oh, I know. Robert Foster.
Yes, that's right.
Robert Foster. 1 year. 1 year wonder for Robert Foster. Give me that from Shavers. Somebody's going to, you know, have an opportunity to win that job. That's part of what's interesting about our bet is if Claypool, who I feel like is not tracking towards making the team right now, or...
Yeah, I think so too.
Or Valdez-Scantling maybe as a surprise cut. That's probably less likely. If one or even two, but if one of those guys doesn't make the team... Anyone got any clue right now who the leader in the clubhouse would be to knock them off? Like, maybe it would be a Shavers.
Yeah.
Or whoever would be their punt returner, which I have not heard a peep about who their punt returner is going to be.
Where can I stream the Rugby Sevens? I got to see Elona Mar. I've got to see.
I do believe Peacock is
How long
be...
until she runs someone over? The U.S. is playing France in Rugby Sevens. Give the ball to Elona Mar.
I mean, the way she's being hyped up, you might think it's like the first play. Rugby Sevens. I'm on Peacock right now on my computer over here, and it's not in the first three things that are being promoted.
Speaking of the women's sports angle, did you see Dawn Staley on Caitlin Clark's non-selection of the Olympic team?
No.
She flat out said she should be there. Like, no bones about it. If we had to do it over again, she's definitely playing better than some of the players here. That Caitlin Clark should be there. The best players' argument, which I bought, I believed it. Caitlin Clark started playing incredibly. She's, by the way, there's a stat of the day, stat of the year out there, that Caitlin Clark now has more career assists than 75% of the players in WNBA history.
That's incredible.
Like, she's out of control, as expected. She's been great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. All right.
They can't bring her, once you're there, I'm sure you can't, right?
No.
Did you watch, while you were off, the WNBA All-Star game or see it? What happened?
I saw Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese connecting a couple times.
They did, and it was their format's cool. It's Team USA against the WNBA All-Stars.
Yeah.
So it was Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese against the team that they didn't make.
Yes.
And they were awesome.
Yep.
They were incredible. So I was a little proud of the sports media landscape that it didn't devolve right back into all the crazy take land that we saw when she didn't make the team in the first place.
Well, football was around, you know?
Football, yes. Right. We thankfully football kind of prevented that, I think.
We got football to get in the way.
Yep. I can't find the rugby match. We got Nadal Djokovic, though. That's being promoted.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't see the rugby. That's the thing about the Olympics. There's so many live events going on at the same time that, like, I've got multi-view tennis, multi-view top events, men's street. What is that? Is that skateboarding?
Men's street. Is that break?
The preliminary in men's street. Oh,
is,
yeah.
Is that breaking?
No, I think that's skateboarding. Break okay. dancing?
Breaking. Mm-hmm. You don't call it break dancing, Joe. It's called breaking.
I forgot about breaking as a thing.
It is called breaking.
I've got men's mountain bike. Men's, if we're being real, if rugby sevens is going on right now, men's mountain bike should not be ahead of it. Slalom, men's canoe. Watched some of that yesterday. That is a crazy sport. It's just, it's whitewater rafting. I don't know how they differentiate who's better. Now it's time.
So, all right, an Olympics take. Let me get you this take. I saw this through my feed, people jumping on it, dunking on it, or agreeing to it.
Yeah.
Galen Hall, who I don't really know much about him, but a big long post on the Olympics and on the swimming. It's a hot take, and I'm deciding. Okay. I'm just trying it on for size. Here it is. An Olympics take as we get ready for Bill's practice to begin. My hot take is that it's BS that swimmers get to win 347 gold medals for swimming a bunch of different strokes and corresponding extra relays. Thus, Michael Phelps gets to be the greatest athlete of all time instead of Usain Bolt. Swim from A to B as fast as you can. Why do you get extra golds for doing that in different and slower ways? Track doesn't have 100 meter with your hands behind your back, 200 meter one-legged hop, or the 300 meter sprint with really big steps. Track doesn't even get to have 4x200. Bolt runs 100, 200, and 4x1. If you only swim freestyle, you do the 50, the 100, the 200, the 4x1, and the 4x2, and the freestyle leg of the 4x1. If you can do a second stroke, you get to pile on even more. It makes no sense. Galen Hall on Twitter seems like a nice individual. Hating on swimmers getting so many events.
And how do we feel about this take?
I feel like it's legit. I feel like it's fair. It's a fair thing to point out. That sure, it's somewhat specialized.
Yeah,
but there's a 50, there's a 100, there's a 200, then there's the 4x1. You just do the same exact thing. So the 100 and the 4x1, you just do the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And you get two medals for it.
Although, like, the one point about, like, the track events, there are different. Like, Usain Bolt would compete in different things, right?
He does, like, three events. But Usain Bolt can't do the 10,000 meter. Not that they do that either.
Yeah, he probably can't. He could do the relay, right?
He does the 4x1.
The 4x1.
Sorry. Where each one does 100 meters.
Okay, okay. All right. I don't mind this take, but I feel like we're just hating on.
He's basically saying that swimming has found a way to pump its own tires with medal counts.
Yeah. Is part of that, though, because swimming is maybe the most exciting event to watch?
I'll tell you this.
So that they have pumped. They've done that on purpose because
yes.
It is the most exciting. It's the best for TV. They want as much of it as they can get.
I would agree with that 100%. Swimming is good on TV.
Swimming is so good
on TV. It is just the graphics where the lanes are there and there's the name and there is the flag. The other problem, whatever, it's dramatic. I watched one of the events yesterday where 1 through 8 were separated by less than 1 second.
The ending, it really is the most exciting finish, right?
Yes.
I think it's the most exciting finish at the Olympics.
That's probably right.
The crowd is right there, too. Usually you have a little bit of an atmosphere in there.
It's good television.
I'll say this.
You know what else they don't have?
I bet it's the one place you don't mind replay review. Because you get that underwater cam where they show slow motion, like who touched first.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Guess what they don't have in swimming? A rules analyst. No one shows up. This is where somebody tells me actually they do. Somebody faulted, and they go, oh, his foot is off the platform.
There wasn't there controversy a couple months ago in the the Big Ten Championships where a swimmer got disqualified after winning because he jumped into the other lane to celebrate with his teammate before the rest of the race was finished.
I did see that. That was pretty dumb.
Yeah.
That was pretty
really
dumb.
Right. Drew in Hamburg has a take on swimming.
Hey, Drew. What's up?
What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So, longtime swim coach here, and so I had to hop in on the take about, the having all the different medals that people that can win for the different races.
Yep.
And I think, to the average viewer, I think it's easy to, look at some of those different races and say, hey, they're doing the same thing over and over again, but in reality, in practices and stuff, when you're looking at the 50, the 100, the 200, the techniques, the strategy, everything is so different. The different strokes, everything is so different that, to be able to specialize in a lot of different things is hard because, you only have so much practice time and you have to dedicate that time to different things. So yeah. I just wanted to hop in and share that, you know, might seem like not a lot, but it is very difficult to do.
All right, thanks, Drew. The only reasonable response now is we need a track coach to call in. Can't just have a swim coach. Thanks, Drew.
Yeah.
I thought it was just an interesting point. The point isn't that it's not impressive or it's not good.
Yeah.
It's just
it's inflated
that they've pumped the medals into that sport above others. That's the take.
Who was the American star rugby player you were talking about again?
Ilona Marr. She already ripped one off.
She didn't, but she made a tackle. Right before this.
And the person retired on the spot?
That's one thing I didn't think about rugby, is you have a Derrick Henry in rugby that's also
playing defense.
Patrick Willis. it's Derrick Henry and Patrick Willis in one person.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Early
France is
early league to France?
To the U.S. a little bit here early on. Rugby sevens.
How is France winning? Give the ball to Ilona Marr.
I don't know.
What are we waiting for?
I don't know. How much is a touchdown?
What are we waiting for?
What's a rugby touchdown?
It's called a try.
A try?
17-7. Maybe it's called a try. I don't know. I get mixed up on Aussie football, regular rugby sevens.
Keeping track of all the rules and all the. Did you ever see what the penalty shot looks like in handball?
No.
It's ridiculous. The guy is 5 feet away from the goaltender who's just waving his arms like an inflatable wacky man, whatever. And it's just.
Listen,
feels like he would score every single time.
No fan of American football is allowed to make fun of any other sport for the amount of rules they have. Not allowed. American football has more rules than any sport.
Yeah.
Ineligible lineman downfield on an RPO. Oh, he's within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage. Whatever. All right. Back with Extendo Sports, closing things out from training camp here at St. John Fisher. Extra Point Show to follow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.